CE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Results from yesterday's primary races across four states and the District of Columbia signaling voter frustration over presidential candidates. ABC's Brittany Shepherd has more.
It's clear from Tuesday's results that segments of both parties are eager for something else beside Biden or Trump. In New Mexico, for instance, 15% of Republicans turned away from Trump, supporting instead an uncommitted option or several candidates who have long been out of the race, like Nikki Haley, Chris Christie, or Vivek Ramaswamy. Tuesday night's elections were the first since Trump's guilty verdict in Manhattan.
In Lebanon, authorities say a gunman is in custody and five others arrested after gunfire rang out near the U.S. Embassy entrance overnight. The White House says no one was injured. American Amanda Knox losing her battle to overturn a 16-year-old guilty charge of slander in Italy for falsely accusing a bar owner in the murder of Knox's British roommate in 2007. Knox was later exonerated of that murder. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces charges in connection to four inmate deaths in the last year. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt detailed the circumstances of each of the four deaths and the staff's alleged culpability at a news conference this afternoon.
All of these things contributed to the deaths that occurred at WCI. My intent of the conversation with the secretary was to bring light to the issues and ensure no further tragedies occurred. I was done with these deaths occurring in these prisons. Four is four too many.
Randall Hepp was arrested this morning. Three people are due in a Madison courtroom in September to face felony charges connected to the 2020 fake presidential electors scheme in Wisconsin. Kenneth Chesbro, Jim Troupas, and Mike Roman are charged with felony forgery. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
With news from the center, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Richland Center City Council has authorized the distribution of funds for the Hill Country land acquisition with monies from Pool 5 Affordable Housing in the RLF Business Fund in the amount of $675,000 and the lease between the city and Advanced Pump and Well Solution Incorporated to be executed in conjunction with the land sale purchase closing. The city will also invoke the DNR local government environmental liability exemption as outlined in statute and intends on purchasing these seven lots in order to undertake activities to eliminate blight to promote the redevelopment of the area for the betterment of the city. The GOP primaries include two districts where Republican incumbents were paired under the new maps. Richland County's incumbent representative, Republican Tony Kurtz of Waniwok, representing the newly drawn 41st Assembly District, is being challenged by Democratic candidate Julia Henley of Blue River. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
Green Bay Packers offseason work continues ahead of the 2024 season. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Quarterback Jordan Love says that the team is in a great spot right now as they continue their offseason workouts.
Just having everybody here right now at this time is very cool because you just build those relationships and get closer with guys and get to go out there and work and compete with them every day. So I think this team's in an awesome spot right now.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said in his press conference yesterday that there was a great energy about the team both in meetings and on the field. The Milwaukee Brewers fell in 10 innings last night to the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1. Manager Pat Murphy says the pitching staff turned in a good game.
To shut them out for that many innings, you know, and with those guys, it's pretty special. And then, Aguero made one tough pitch and one bad pitch and good piece of hitting at the end by Castellanos. Really good major league hitter.
The Brewers and Phillies wrap up their three-game series this afternoon as Milwaukee tries to avoid the sweep. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Breezy winds out of the west today will whip up to 30 miles per hour, pulling our high temperatures to the upper 70s. As we sit pretty under sunny skies, a few more showers and a stray thunderstorm do pop up again this evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome, everybody, to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm filling in for Maggie Dawn. I'm Brian Kelly. And we're playing the most catchy song I've heard in a long time because this song has been stuck in my head ever since the day I started working with Maggie. Welcome, everybody. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly. Like I said, filling in for Maggie. She is out today, but we'll be back tomorrow. Today, you got me. We're talking. Today is day three of Biden's top 100. We'll be talking the economy today. We'll be talking with guest Bob Lord. He's a senior advisor on tax policy for Patriotic Millionaires. Later on, we'll also be talking with Dan Schaefer from the We're going to talk to him from the recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer, about all things Wisconsin. It seems that there's a bunch of breaking news today. My goodness, it was fun because I had this time slot when I was with Luke on Dueling Tangents a couple years ago, and we would have this thing where, for whatever reason, at least once a week, we could almost predict or just give ourselves a breaking news story that would come. Like we could almost like rely on at least one breaking news story a week to hit us in the 2 o'clock hour. It hit at the 1 o'clock hour, and that is today, Justice has been justicing today. Justice has decided to come in and say hello to the former Waupun Correctional Facility warden. That's right. They locked up the warden. Yeah. As reported by WPR, although we did have we aired the press conference from, which may still be going on, actually. It's a pretty long press conference. They went through I'm gonna sum up for you. They went all through all the details of all the prisoner issues, but basically today, a Wisconsin prison warden, former warden, the guy actually resigned last week, just hours before the news conference today, was booked in the Dodge County Jail. Now he was a former warden of the Waupun Correctional Institution. His name's Randall Hepp. Him and another person was also booked around the same time. More charges are going to be involved. This all centers around essentially four deaths in this facility. Four of them. Just to give you an idea, four deaths. They were. I'm sorry. I'm going between. We have Tyshawn Lemons and Cameron Williams were both found dead at the facility in October. The Dodge County Medical Examiner P.J. Shebel said Lemons overdosed on acetyl fentanyl, and Williams died of a stroke. Dean Hoffman said killed himself in solitary confinement. Hoffman's daughter filed a federal lawsuit in February, alleging that prison officials failed to provide her father with adequate mental health care and medications. Yeah, that medication situation was very well detailed in the news conference. Essentially, this guy was not taken care of whatsoever. And Donald Meyer, the fourth one, was found dead at the prison in February. This is also reporting in WPR. The State Department of Corrections imposed a lockdown at Waupun and prisons in Green Bay and Stanley last year due to a shortage of guards. Yeah. They're also looking into a suspected smuggling ring. They're looking into a whole bunch of issues regarding our prison facilities, not just ours. This is a nationwide epidemic, but we just put the warden and we're going to get a bunch of other people in jail. This is from the Department of Corrections itself. This is a statement from Secretary Hoy. This is in a press release today, basically saying, this is actually literally saying, as a result of the DOC's internal investigations that initially it began in March of 2023, over 20 individuals remain under internal investigation. An additional 9 individuals against whom criminal charges have not been filed at this time, I believe they are in the middle of filing them or will be, are no longer employed at the department. An additional at least 8 individuals at WCI remain on administrative leave based on DOC's internal investigations. And we anticipate additional individuals will be placed on administrative leave, may be terminated, and potentially referred to for criminal charges pending the conclusion of the DOC's internal or other law enforcement investigations, which remains ongoing. There are more and more things coming here. They have been allowed to investigate our prisons, and they found some really bad things happening. And if you think that they were short-staffed before, imagine what happens when half of the staff has been, I don't know, placed on administrative leave and nobody's there. You know who, and I know nobody's going to really care about this, but you know who really suffers are the prisoners, because when they are on lockdown, it's not just they're on lockdown, okay? They don't just say, hey, you're on lockdown. It's not like, oh, we just tighten it up. No, you're stuck in your cell for 23 hours a day and maybe have an hour of movement that gets taken away as soon as somebody gets a little bit rowdy. Folks, we have a prison problem in this country. This is just a little tiny cancer, a little tiny thing that is a small issue on our larger prison problem. Not only do we use prisons as, you know, population control, basically people will go and move prisons to certain counties and things to raise the population, yet they don't get to vote. So they get more voting money. They get more money sent to them, but it doesn't get to the prisoners. It gets used by the county. On top of that, there's so many people who make profits on these prisons. Prison for profit system. What fun time. What a capitalistic world we live in. How great. Folks, what do you think? I mean, I've always said, if you don't believe in redemption, what are we doing here anyway? What's the point? Give me a text. Give me a call. 855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-24842. 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know what you think. The Waupun warden is now locked up in jail. And it's just a portion of the issues we have regarding our prison system. I want to go back to 2018. I was a producer for the Devils, right? And the Devils brought on Ed Wall. Ed Wall is the former Wisconsin Corrections Secretary. Ed Wall gave an interview after being let go by Brad Schimmel and Scott Walker, just to give you an idea of what the previous administration said or had to say or thought about the prison system. Here's Ed Wall talking about Scott Walker and state employees.
He couldn't have cared less, I think, about the Department of Corrections, about the jobs that we were doing. I think part of that goes back to his war on state employees. I think he despises state employees. And here's what I challenge you to do. Go back through his entire time in office and see if you can find him once visiting a state agency. I'll bet you can't.
So you already had a previous administration, and this isn't just, please, I'm giving you a microcosm of another administration, but this has been going on for a while. This isn't anything like a new thing. This is like an ongoing, like nationwide type of thought process. Because if you don't think about what you're putting back on the street, what are you doing anyway? Here's some more Ed Wall.
For him, there was value in playing up the fear of people about keeping everybody locked up. That's what got him into office back in the 90s, and that's what led him to do the truth in sentencing.
Yeah. He made it easier to lock people up. But again, I'm not making the case that people don't belong in prison. What I'm making the case is people need to, the people are people in prison. You may have committed the crime, but being in prison is paying for that. And if it's not humane conditions, if we're not taking care of these people, most people who go to prison aren't there for life. They're not. They're not there for life. I don't understand why you don't see that there's another end of this. And I think Ed does a really good job. This is Ed Wall, former Wisconsin Corrections Secretary, talking about Wisconsin prison system.
The question you then have to answer is, what am I going to put back on the street? What's the product I'm going to put back out there? Does it make sense to keep them locked up as long as I can and as miserable as I can and send them back with no psychological help, no counseling for alcohol and drugs, no job skills, which is where I think that they would rather be? I think that they see corrections as a warehousing issue and not as a cultural issue and a social issue that needs to be addressed.
A warehousing issue. Warehousing people. We are the most locked up country in the world. That means a lot of people are making a lot of money on prisons because we don't really give a crap what comes out of our prisons. And I love how there's very quaint mental health facilities or like job programs. They can't even staff the thing. I mean, my mother-in-law, former deputy sheriff. She ran the she was in the jails. She was a bailiff. She had to go and deal with people who had committed suicide. She had to walk into their cells and see what's going on there. And when she worked, though, that's the difference. They paid her really well, comparatively. She's a single woman. Single parent trying to, you know, make it, and she made a good living and has a really good pension because of it. Actually, one of the last group of people that has a good pension. But again, if you don't value your state employees, you know what's going to happen? They're going to do things like run smuggling rings, and they're going to go and treat your prisoners like crap. And you know who suffers is all of us, because when you put someone on 23-1 lockdown, that doesn't work out for anyone. Nobody likes that, and nobody gets better after that. I mean, you just think someone's going to sit in a room and kind of try and stay alive and make it through, and just at the end of it, what is it? What's the point? What are you going to do? Sit there and feel bad the whole time and then move on? I don't know. You listen to the Maggie Dawn Show. Let me know what you think. 855-75-CIVIC. Brian Kelly filling in for Maggie Dawn. We got a lot to go to. We got Bob Lord coming in to talk Biden tax policy. We got Dan Schaefer coming up, and at the 3 o'clock hour, I have a secret special word for you, and you're going to want to listen, because you can win a whole bunch of really cool stuff. Stay tuned. It's the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly on the Civic Radio Network. Hey, I'm going to keep running, because the winner don't quit on themselves.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is. One big damn conspiracy.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
News from the Center, WRCE.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I did a good raid. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing.
Well, Lita, it could be a big thing if you accidentally, you know, knock somebody out and they ended up dying, and then you end up in prison, and the next thing you know, you're spending a long time next to a guy who's been there for a really long time teaching you how to make hooch. Because you know what? You're locked down for 23 hours because most prisons in the state, in the actual area, and most of the nation are understaffed, and the guards are underpaid, and turns out nobody wants to work while underpaid, and it turns out that people will go and, break the law in order to, keep things going for themselves. On top of that, breaking news, just letting you know, the warden, former warden of the Waupun Correctional Facility is now in jail at the Dodge County Jail. And that's because he oversaw 4 deaths, specifically the deaths of Cameron Williams, Donald Meyer, and 2 others that are not on this page. I will get those names in just a moment. But give me a call, 855-75-CIVIC. We're going to open the phones, go to Karina. Karina, how are you feeling today?
Kevin Carr, previous secretary, wonderful man, contacted our pharmacy and asked if we can come in and vaccinate while phone. Employees step, which we did, and in the meantime, I tried to communicate to warden saying that, you know, we have a technology where we can sort the medication and deliver it to your door, and the only thing what you need to do is to rip little package and just take it to the people you care in your care, and that would be it. I've been told that the system is working fine and everything is settled as of right now, so they're not looking for anyone who knew who will service them. Then I proposed to vaccinate the inmates, and I was told that it's easier to keep them on lockdown, especially with the COVID, and they'll wait until the whole state will be vaccinated, and this is the last people who are going to be vaccinated in the state. So that's the reality of what I worked with and in Milwaukee jails. There is, you're absolutely right, there is no program what helping people actually rehabilitate.
Yeah, most of the problems with people in prisons aren't being helped by the prison system. Right. It's supposed to be the Department of Corrections, and nobody's being corrected. And nothing is being done to actually alleviate the actual problem.
And also, there is a factor that everything you buy, everything you try to give to your loved one, even though it's still my family, okay, they may be a criminal for one reason or another. Let's not get into that, too. But it's still my family, and I want to take care of them, okay? You cannot even imagine how expensive this is to buy a food for them or anything hygiene. It's 3-4 times more. The one little package care, what would cost probably $5, costs you $25.
That's ridiculous.
And this is coming from the pocket of a people who outside of the jail, because they trying to help and they trying to make some sort of food, normal, reliable food to go to their loved ones. I've seen a cookie in Milwaukee jail. It looks like a sugar cookie, but when you touch them, you can stretch it.
You can stretch it?
Stretch it.
Hey, welcome to prison. We got elastic cookies. Karina, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. If you're not taking care of the people, you're not. Let me refer you guys. If you're trying to figure out a little bit more, maybe a little bit of an idea of where, like how this works or something, get a palatable way of presenting prison life. Go check out. There's a Netflix documentary called The Prison Experiment. I believe it's Unlocked. It's called The Prison Experiment, and they had the 23andOne because they didn't have enough guards. And this sheriff comes in and decides, you know what? I'm removing the guards. I'm giving you guys freedom. You guys have your own pod all to yourself. You handle your own food. You handle your meds. If you take care of yourself, I'll give you more freedoms. And that's where it starts. That's a really interesting concept because you get to know a whole bunch of these folks. It's a really interesting thing. But again, we're talking here, 855-75-CIVIC. Give me your text, give me your calls. We're talking here about the Waupun Correctional Facility warden now in jail. That's fun. I don't understand. Someone calls me, I think, okay. So someone texts here, as if locking up criminals is a bad thing. Your whining is so pathetic, I would tear your feeble arguments to shreds. That's interesting. I'm not saying these people shouldn't be locked up. I'm not saying that these people shouldn't be in prison. What I'm saying is, and to be very clear, when they are in prison, if we don't do things to make them not want to be in prison anymore besides making it horrible to be there, all you're going to do is make a worse person come out on the other end. All you're going to do is make a worse situation. You know, I can understand the idea that, you know, why should these prison inmates get the vaccine before regular people? Well, because they're confined in a small facility, and if you want to have a giant outbreak and make sure that all the guards are completely infected, then that's the best way to do it. Leave them alone, leave them last. It's about public safety. It's about reality. Because the reality is, most people in prison will be back on the street later on. That's it. So if you're not working to go and try and make sure that the person comes back out of the prison better, you're not doing anything right. And finally, you need a way for people to be fed in prison, to have medication, because on top of that, you might be held accountable. And thank God we just got someone held accountable, because the guy is now being held accountable for 4 deaths in his prison under his facility. And the warden is now in jail. Good for us. Justice is having a day. I'm going to come back. I have Bob Lord on the line. We're going to switch gears very quickly here. Although this does deal with tax policy. I have Bob Lord on the line, senior advisor tax policy for Patriotic Millionaires. We're going to talk about Biden's top 100, what Biden has done to make sure that the tax system is actually working as is. He helped pass the Inflation Reduction Act, and that gave the IRS a little bit more tools to do things. But we'll talk to Bob Lord about that in a little bit. Folks, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Brian Kelly, filling in for Maggie Dawn. Thank you so much for your texts and calls. I will get to you after in a little bit. You have a beautiful text to text word coming up in a little bit. You're going to be texting in the Civic Media Radio Network. Go to your app. Download the app right now, Civic Media app, if you don't have it, because you need the app to go and win the tickets that I'll be giving away in a half an hour. But next, Bob Lord talking about tax policy and Joe Biden. This is The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Service.
You know, today consumers want to know where their food came from and maybe a little bit about the people behind that food. And the Wisconsin farm-to-table dining experience.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball from WRCE Radio is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, A&W Restaurant, Badgerland Flooring, Clary Memorial Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Bailey Paint and Decorating, Papa's Trading Post, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Richland Electric Cooperative, Schmidt Woodland Hills, The Shoebox, Walsh's Ace, McFarland's Manufacturing, All-American Do-It Center, and Goplin Insurance.